The usually quiet little harbor town of Lamothe was far from usual on this particular day. Hope and haste were the order of that particular day, for the wind had risen to gale force, and the sea was absolutely wild. Rockets had been observed from Forlorn Rocks, while the faint booming of a gun could be heard even above the restless sea. As the news spread, anxiety was written on every face, for it was realized that a ship with its entire crew was in danger of being lost in the fierce storm. Soon a chosen crew was selected from many daring men, men who knew the sea, yet men who were willing to risk their lives to save others. Quickly, they boarded the little fishing ship, the Highland Lass. It was lying nearby, and while anxious eyes watched from shore, the little ship was pointed toward Forlorn Rock. When once she was lost sight of, willing hands built a bonfire to guide the little boat back safely to the quiet waters of the little harbor. After a long wait, the Highland Lass could be seen bobbing like a cork on the foaming sea. And as she neared the pier, one voice from the anxious crowd cried out, "Have you saved them?" "Yes, yes, we've saved them. That is, all but one," came back the faint reply. After the rescued men had been removed to warm shelter, Jack Holker made his way to the skipper. "Why was it," said he, "you failed to rescue that last one remaining seaman?" "Oh, Jack," he says, "it was just beyond us. The winds and the waves prevented us from reaching him as he clung to the mast of the ship." Hearing such news, young Holker dropped to his knees and he cried to God for the courage and strength to go after that lone seaman. The prayer was heard by an awestruck audience there on the pier. And rising from his knees, he announced, "I will go." Then several others volunteered until a crew of six were ready to face the elements to save one single life. "Jack!" And almost before Jack could turn, a woman's arms were around his sturdy neck. "Jack, you must not go." It was Jack's elderly mother, and with tear-filled eyes, she reminded her boy that his father had been lost at sea, and that his brother Charlie, who had left some 2 years earlier, had not been heard from since he sailed from that harbor. "Sorry, mother. God has put it upon my soul to go, and go I must." So once again, the little fishing boat set forth on its errand of mercy. And it was a weary while, but still the crowd on shore waited. They gathered around the fire. They peered through the gloom, till finally they caught the first glimpse of the returning boat. And they could not contain themselves. And with impatience, they cried out, "Jack! Jack, have you saved them?" they called. "Yes! Yes!" came back the triumphant cry. "And tell my mother, it's my brother, Charlie." So the life of one so precious was saved from a watery grave. Unknown to Jack Holker, it was his own brother who was exposed to the waves and storm. And for that one, Jack did risk his life. Dear friend, there lives today one in the glory who exposed himself to the storm of God's wrath, God's awful sin-hating wrath. He did so fully realizing that we were helplessly lost, doomed for all eternity, and he alone was able to make our rescue possible. The words of Holy Scripture are so clear and plain. We read in Acts 2 and verse 21, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, listening friend, today will you, as a repentant sinner, call from the depths of your sin-burdened heart for God's forgiveness, and to do so is to be rescued from sin's penalty by the only one that can save you, and he'll give you today his gift of eternal life. Do so. My, how he'll bless you. Amen.